Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, welcome, my friends, to a special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Ebord as I'm flying across the pond to be with our good friends Dr. Rob Verkirk and Melanie and the Alliance for Natural Health, UK and Europe. Jonathan, my friend, good to be with you.
Robert, give my regards to England.
Oh, you know it, and they love you dearly over there for all that you stand for and all that you're doing here, and the concepts that you bring out evidently... We Americans are appreciated around the world for our love of liberty.
That's the only thing we're appreciated for, Robert, but it's the best thing, too, and unfortunately we are abandoning it here, so people are vexed internationally to understand how it is that when we built an economic empire and the freest nation on earth, we didn't appreciate what we had and we gave up on it.
Yeah, you said that right, and that is the sad story. And, of course, it isn't like the founders of our country didn't warn us that we would have to be vigilant for those who would abandon it or would attempt to deceive us so that we would abandon it in some way. When they wrote about enemies foreign and domestic, as we've found, the enemies within have been much more devastating to our republic than those who have tried to attack us from without.
That's right. Thomas Paine, September 12, 1777, said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigue of supporting it."
Hmm. Yeah, it isn't for the lazy man or woman. And I recognize the troubles that economically a lot of our fellow Americans are in that have caused this fatigue. And it has been largely, in my opinion, the growth of government, as was warned by our founders, that has contributed greatly to that fatigue.
That's true. We are besought by people who are more interested in feathering their own nests and advancing their own political stature than they are in protecting liberty and advancing the rights of individuals and their ability to do with their own resources what they would wish to, rather than be dictated in how they dispense with their resources by the government.
Right. And you know, the other aspect of this fatigue is for those who still love liberty but are just constrained by their the necessity of having to work so hard, or having both, you know, family members work so hard, my husband and wife, just to pay the cost of government for them to be able to put food on their plate, much less provide charity to others in need, which is another aspect that would make people feel really good about freedom.
That's right. You're quite right, Robert.
Yeah. So on this abandonment of liberty, one of those things we're really covering heavily, you've written an article just earlier this week about the origins of this ideology of vaccine compulsion. In other words, compulsory vaccines, no exemptions. We're seeing states, a number of states, trying to remove the philosophical and or religious exemptions and make it only available by a meeting with a licensed representative of the medical state, a doctor, to get approval, which they're likely not to grant, and then mandate these vaccines for everyone.
Well, that's right. There's some 13 states now that have pending legislation that would eliminate some or all of the exemptions, or would make them very hard to be available, and that includes Arizona, California, Connecticut, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, Washington State. All of those have legislation in them that's pending that would take away the exemptions from mandatory vaccination and put us in a position where we would end up having to have children vaccinated without exception for the first time in American history. And you know, Robert, this all stems from a most unfortunate circumstance,
mm-hmm.
which is in the beginning of the 20th century, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., who is largely recognized as one of the greatest jurists in American history, was a advocate of the same kind of eugenics that Nazi Germany ultimately adopted in the 30s. And he wrote some rather extraordinary things. And he is the justice who wrote the seminal decision in defense of compulsory vaccination and compulsory sterilization. Justice Holmes wrote to his fellow Justice Felix Frankfurter that he believed that society should build a, quote, master race, unquote.
Wow.
Writing in 1921, he stated that he not only advocated, quote, restricting propagation by the undesirables, unquote, but also in, quote, putting to death infants that didn't pass the examination, et cetera, unquote, meaning an intelligence examination. And he wrote in 1895 that he envisioned a, quote, future in which science shall take control of life and condemn at once with instant execution what now is left for nature to destroy, unquote. And in 1897 he wrote that, quote, in order to see socialism successful, unquote, by which he meant national socialism or fascism.
Right.
Society, quote, must substitute artificial selection for natural by putting to death the inadequate, unquote.
You know, Jonathan, this is so extraordinary that you've gone back into the history and revealed this. How is it that Oliver Wendell Holmes still has a reputation as a phenomenal, I don't know whatever it is, if you said jurist, but perhaps you can be a good jurist yet have repugnant views. I don't know, what's the perspective historically on this guy?
Well, he is an advocate of eugenics. Francis Galton in the late 1800s came up with this idea of eugenics. He was the cousin of Charles Darwin. And the idea that he came up with was that essentially genes are responsible for every characteristic of man, which is a totally false assumption.
Right.
But nevertheless, the genes rule everything, and that therefore, when he looked out at society and found that there were people other than those that attended Cambridge University with him and who were not wealthy and were not Victorian aristocrats in England, he harbored contempt for them. So he wanted to see society be comprised of people just like himself, which he loved himself very dearly.
Wow. Yeah.
And so he advocated extermination. He was a little more polite than the Nazis, but not as rude as Holmes, in that he advocated a society in which government would encourage only those who were desirable, unquote. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like,
propagate.
Did Adolf Hitler read Oliver Wendell Holmes? I mean, where do they come up with this? Because obviously this national socialist origin in the United States kind of bled into what became Nazi Germany, did it not?
Well, that's right. A lot of people don't realize that this whole notion of eugenics was first tried here in the United States before it was tried in Nazi Germany. And there were even societies here operating that advocated eugenics that were celebrated in Nazi Germany. In fact, one of the leading figures in eugenics in the United States was awarded a prize by Heidelberg University for laying a foundation for Nazi eugenics. And, you know, here's another statement from Holmes, lest you think that we only have a few statements of his that show how repulsive his concepts were, that there ought to be a American purification, quote unquote, of the blood supply,
mm-hmm.
so that we could only have elites and that all others that he found unworthy would be exterminated. He wrote of his, quote, contempt, unquote, for, quote, socialism's not prepared to kill everyone below standard, unquote. And he wrote, quote, I shall think socialism begins to be entitled to serious treatment when and not before it takes life in hand and prevents continuance of the unfit, unquote. And he said that he believed in breeding of a master race, much as Hitler believed in that fallacy of eugenics, stating, quote, I can understand saying whatever the cost, so far as may be, we will keep certain strains out of our blood, unquote. And he said he looked forward to a civilization, quote, perhaps with smaller numbers, but perhaps also bred to greatness and splendor by science. So you see, these repulsive notions that, look, people like me are great. People who have any diverse characteristics other than, you know, my own characteristics ought to be sterilized or exterminated, were the ones that this justice of the Supreme Court harbored when he wrote the Jacobson versus Commonwealth of Massachusetts decision in 1905, declaring that police powers in a state over public health and safety could embrace forced sterilization even without any causal proof that a person not sterilized posed any risk of carrying a disease or transmitting it. It was enough that there be disease present, and he said, that's enough. You can force people to be sterilized, or excuse me, be vaccinated. Then in 1927, in the Buck versus Bell decision, which he also wrote, he decided that Carrie Buck could be forcibly sterilized by the state of Virginia. Carrie Buck was a woman who grew up on the wrong side of the tracks in the early 1920s, 1910s, and at the age of 16, she was impregnated. Of course, that would be statutory rape. And because she was a pariah, simply because she was pregnant at 16, she was ordered into a home for the quote-unquote feeble-minded.
Hold that thought. We got to come back on this. This is really a significant hour here with Jonathan Emord as we go back to the history of these movements to compulsory vaccinate based on eugenics. And the concept of a master race, if the legislators that are promoting this around the country knew this, I don't think they would be supporting it. We're going to get more of this information out. Check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Jonathan Emord after this.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now our discussion with Jonathan Emord about the National Socialist origin and the ideology of this concept of compulsory vaccination, rooted in eugenics, a master race, a loss of liberty for sure, and his article also at News with Views, and we've republished it here at robertscottbell.com. I want everybody to read it, take it to heart, and take it to your legislator of your state that may be promoting a compulsory vaccination law or the removal of exemptions. Jonathan, continue, please.
Well, Justice Holmes, who wrote the Jacobson decision, which compelled vaccination, forced people to be tied down and have be injected with vaccine if necessary because they would otherwise not accept it, also advocated compelled sterilization. And that makes perfect sense because if once you accept the state may take for broadly, for general health and safety reasons, power over a person's body and force them to abide by a particular treatment, there really is no limitation. And so forced sterilization naturally follows. And in Buck versus Bell in 1927, he dealt with a Virginia statute which caused to be incarcerated a woman named Carrie Buck, who at the age of 16 had been impregnated, that being a form of statutory rape. She was ostracized by her community and forced into this home for the quote-unquote feeble-minded in Virginia. And it's essentially a prison, and she couldn't leave, and she was compelled to live there. Well, her child, who subsequently was an honor student in school, was born in the institution, and her mother, who was alleged to be a prostitute, was also a social outcast and was also placed in the institution. And the institution wanted to sterilize all of them on this Francis Galton concept of eugenics that, hey, look, we're going to have more poor people, we're going to have more prostitutes, we're going to have more people of ill repute if we allow these people, quote-unquote, to procreate. So let's just end it right here. Let's get rid of these miscreants by denying them the right to procreate. Of course, this is all based on an absolutely false concept that genes are responsible for every aspect of humanity, and that furthermore, that there's something inherently wrong with poverty, or that there's something inherently wrong with a person who doesn't strictly adhere to the moral precepts of a majoritarian society. But in any event, she was sterilized. She was to be sterilized. So she sued, and actually the case was put up by the pro-eugenics people. They actually created the whole suit for the purpose of creating a test case that would enable Holmes to render an opinion that it was constitutional. Now, Holmes, we don't know whether Holmes was aware or in on this. There's no correspondence that reveals that, but we very much know now that the whole case was made up.
So that is stunning. They utilized this woman, thinking that they were suing for legitimate purposes, for the purpose of getting Holmes to rule in the favor of the eugenicists, basically.
That's exactly right. They knew that Holmes was a eugenicist. There's no question about that. He had public writings that established that opinion, and they were quite well aware of it. So they wanted to get a case up to Holmes so that he would then be able to have an opportunity to decide it and establish as constitutional that eugenics was constitutional. Now, it's important to note that before this 1927 decision, the states in the United States generally held that the 14th Amendment Liberty Clause prohibited forced sterilization, that the states didn't have that power. But after the decision in 1927 that upheld the constitutionality of forced sterilization, 30 states approved similar legislation to Virginia, and over 1,800 people were forcibly sterilized after the decision. As I said, before the decision, most state courts had held forced sterilization unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment. Now, in both Buck versus Bell and Jacobson, the one dealing with vaccination being Jacobson, the court held essentially the same thing. That is that the 14th Amendment liberty provision could be overridden by state public health and safety laws, and people could be forced to undergo medical procedures against their will if it would support the general public health and safety. This is all exceedingly anachronistic by today's standards, because let's take, for example, vaccination.
Oh, hold on that example of vaccination. We got to take a break. We're going to be back. A very, again, important hour on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord, going to the root of this movement to remove exemptions to vaccination. Is it also rooted in this concept of national socialism and eugenics? Stick around. We've got lots more to go.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Why is there such an effort now to remove exemptions to vaccination? Is it rooted in the most evil of concepts? The development of a master race, eugenics, the reduction of population, the reduction of undesirables among us. I'll hazard a guess that most of the liberal elite and maybe some on the so-called conservative elite, pseudo-conservatives, that are participating in this may not know the origin, although some may. And Jonathan Ebord is revealing that with his article recently published here. We have it at robertscottbell.com. emord.com to find out more about Jonathan and his books. And now let's continue this discussion to reveal this horrific truth.
Well, now, one of the things that we need to understand is that, you know, in the Buck versus Bell decision, 1927, you have right in that decision some of the most repulsive language that you could possibly imagine against individual autonomy and individual liberty. For example, in justifying the forcible sterilization of Carrie Buck, and by the way, once she was determined to be appropriate for sterilization that didn't violate the 14th Amendment, they also sterilized her baby, and they also sterilized her mother.
Wow.
So that she, they completely, you know, followed through with their eugenics plan, and that was celebrated by Holmes, who was much for it. In fact, you'll see that in this decision. He says here that, quote, in order to, quote, prevent our being swamped with incompetence, it is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime, or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes. Jacobson versus Massachusetts is then cited. Three generations of imbeciles are enough, unquote. So that repulsive language, absolutely repugnant to individual liberty, grossly prejudicial in that it shows an utter contempt for humanity, an elitism that does not tolerate any diversity, that insists on its own kind, quote unquote, to the exclusion of all others, became the law of the land in Buck versus Bell, which, by the way, is still the law of the land.
Wow, that's amazing.
Jacobson and Bell remain the law of the land. Now, these are anachronistic and they are exceptional or deviations from constitutional law. Under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, when someone's liberty right is at stake, ordinarily the government has to prove that it has a compelling interest and that there are no less restrictive alternatives to the approach that it is taking that results in a violation or incursion of individual liberty for it to pass constitutional muster under the contemporary standard. But in the case of vaccination, they don't have to meet that standard. All they need to show is that there is a public health and safety risk that they are addressing, and that is enough. They need not make any further proof under Jacobson. And then they can force someone to be sterilized or vaccinated.
Now, Jonathan, I don't give that much credit to vaccines for genuinely reducing disease incidence, much less mortality. My perspective as a homeopath is obviously different than those who are allopathically trained. And I have observed the decline of disease through the statistics that were even kept by our government all those years ago in the 20th century, showing the decline or almost elimination of incidence and, of course, the decline of mortality due to these same diseases. And that there are whole other public health issues that may have been much more impactful than vaccination, including sanitation, hygiene, advances in ability to deliver nutrient-rich foods to people that were not able to eat the things that kept them healthy. But there has to be a way, they would argue, somebody might, if there is a genuine risk to public health. Is there an outbreak? Is there a Typhoid Mary? Is there a way to do this, to so-called protect the public legitimately without destroying the very liberty that is rooted in this republic, the individual? What would you say, historically and contemporarily, perspective-wise, a legitimate way, constitutional way to do this?
Well, no doubt. And, you know, the idea that the science of immunology has not advanced since 1905 and that this rather primitive method of boosting someone's immune system is the only way to protect them against the transmission of disease is now really preposterous. It's a dated methodology. There are many ways that we can reduce the risk of being a carrier or transmitting a contagious disease, not least of which is that we could wear masks over our faces, covering our noses and mouths. We can avoid interpersonal contact. We can wear gloves. We can remove the person from the society of others who may have the disease and put them in another environment. For example, if a court rather than knee-jerk said, yes, the state can force anybody to have be vaccinated if there's one case of measles in a school, we can force every child in every school in the state to be immediately vaccinated. Well, that's preposterous. If there is a case of measles in a school in one location, there's no causal basis to presume that the measles will be present in any other school location. For those students that are in that school, those who are not vaccinated can avoid becoming carriers by appropriately either being relocated to other schools during the period of contagion,
mm-hmm.
or wearing face masks, wearing gloves, restricting their interpersonal contact with any other person, maybe being put in separate classes. There are many, many things that can be done.
Sure.
Short of giving them the most traumatic experience of their lives, taking a child against his or her will and against his parents' will, forcing that child by police to be mm-hmm. tied down and then vaccinated against its will, and leaving that child with an indelible psychological scar for the rest of his or her life is an outrage when is the knowledge of immunology sufficient to enable us to come up with means other than that can reduce
sure.
risk without violating individual liberty so grossly.
Yeah, and not only emotional scars, but physical ones too, because there is an inherent risk, and of course vaccines have been considered inherently unsafe, which is why they put together this concept of an unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court for injury compensation, alleviating liability from the manufacturers of those substances, of those drugs, injectables. And, of course, this, to me, ultimately will not withstand constitutional muster should it ever be challenged. I don't know if it has yet, Jonathan. And this doesn't also, we don't have time to go into the argument that, like you said, many other ways to prevent these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases, but even that the idea that these diseases may be desirable for normal immune development in child and may actually be beneficial in preventing other diseases, chronic diseases, much worse long-term. But let's put that aside again and say, hey, is this idea of relieving the manufacturers of this product, these products, of liability, is there a constitutional basis for doing it even though they passed it in 1986?
1988, I believe, but in any event, that's when it became law, I think.
Well, they called it what? The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act or something along those lines?
Yep. And it created the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund. There's about $3.3 billion in the fund.
Mm-hmm.
Fund, the vast majority of those who have sued under the fund have actually been compensated, but they are limited in their amounts to recovery of some $200,000+ plus additional compensation for attorney's fees. And they have a limited period of time within which to sue after the injury is identified. But in any event, that's an admission by the government that injuries are expected from the most common vaccines that are administered. But even if we take the position of the vaccinators and mm-hmm. say that it is a public good to be vaccinated, the fact of the matter is that vaccines are not 100% effective, even by the government's own admission. As upwards of 15% of those vaccinated with the measles vaccine, for example, will not be immune from contracting the measles, as was recently discovered in your neck of the woods in Disney World, when kids contracted the measles who actually had been vaccinated. The point is that you can't have 100% assurance from vaccination that the disease will not be contracted and carried by those who have been vaccinated, because sure. vaccines are not 100% effective.
Well, and now we're even finding out, Jonathan, that the vaccinated individuals are shedding live virus, in some cases causing measles outbreaks among the vaccinated and even the non-vaccinated. So on many levels, the whole basis for these removing exemptions have no basis in reality if you step back and look at it the way you've looked at it and written about.
Well, that's true, Robert. And in addition, I would well argue that the steps I've talked about of limiting contact and covering your nose and mouth and, mm-hmm. and hands and ensuring that persons are appropriately segregated who are not vaccinated is actually a far higher percentage of those who would follow this regimen would be impervious or would not contract or become carriers of the disease. And I think if you stacked up the statistics on those two approaches, you would be surprised to discover that those who are vaccinated among the overall population of them were less protected than those who followed these measures that I'm talking about.
Right. And I would also argue, and this is something you know full well from taking on the bad guys in court and winning, in fact, the mere and simple supplementation of selenium in many cases can prevent the transmission of many of these diseases or reduce the severity should they occur. Yet, of course, no discussion of that is occurring that I'm aware of on that level.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Dr. Joel Wallach, for example, has been an advocate of selenium for, I don't know, 40 years.
Yes.
Precisely for that same reason, that it is so effective not only as an antioxidant, but also as an immune system enhancing substance that actually is one of the few substances in nature that causes apoptosis, cancer cell death.
Absolutely.
And likewise, it interrupts the normal progression of disease when it is bacterial based. So, I mean, it is a, yes, there are many ways in which we can fortify and protect the health of our children short of vaccination.
Well, when we come back, we've got one more segment here with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition each and every week here. Emord.com, links are up in the show notes. What do we do from here strategically to roll back these tremendous violations of individual liberty? We'll be back with that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dried guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheeben. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In case you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show or Jonathan Emord, I know we have new listeners from around the world all of the time. You can go to Emord, EMORD.com. I have links to his articles as well and his books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information, which is of keen interest to those around the world as well. Jonathan Emord continues here. We've revealed some horrific things regarding the move for compulsory vaccination, historically and in a contemporary sense. Strategically, though, the question is, what do we do? Is it enough to expose them in this way, or are there other things you can think of, Jonathan?
Well, in 13 states, we have bills pending that will dramatically restrict the right to dissent from mandatory vaccination, that will effectively make compulsory vaccination roll over all those who presently have have dissented from being vaccinated and compel them to be vaccinated. If you're in one of those states, you need to pipe up and start telling your legislators that you're against this and explaining to them that there are means that can be taken that are less draconian than tying children down and forcibly vaccinating them. One thing they need to understand is that these legislators need to understand is that we will long remember who they are. And the children who are forced to be vaccinated against their will carry scars for their lifetimes and will remember that these individuals were responsible for taking away their liberty. And if they have a scruple in their head that is worth anything, they should understand that it's antithetical to the core values of this country to have such a broad-based draconian system that makes everybody be forcibly vaccinated. And instead, they ought to take a good, long, and hard look at alternatives to vaccination that can prudently be imposed, whereby individuals can be segregated from the herd who are said to be a potential carrier risk of the disease without forcing them to be vaccinated, and can abide by a regimen that will enable them to not be a potential carrier and not be a source for the spread of disease other than just making everybody line up and forcing everybody to be given a shot. And this is the wise thing, the prudent thing, and the informed thing to do. This is where modern immunological science leads us. And we ought not think like they did in 1905 in the hysteria of Cambridge, Massachusetts, as smallpox was descending, that this is some mysterious ailment that will get to everybody unless we use this one only thing that we know of to stop it, which is to vaccinate everyone.
Right.
And, you know, as Robert pointed out, you know, vaccines are not free of risk. They carry risks with them. People are making an intelligent choice when they say, I don't want to be vaccinated. It's not just that they have a liberty right to make such a decision, in my view, but they also are acting on prudent principles where they have weighed the risk and have said that they don't want to do it. And I don't want to disparage the right of people to be vaccinated.
No, nor would we, even if we disagree with them. And that's the point of liberty. We just don't want to use the heavy hand of government to force the participation in something that carries an inherent risk. And if there's a risk, there has to be a choice.
That's absolutely right. And it is the case that regardless of what our opinion is, the process involves the taking of a human being, depriving them of liberty, and forcing them to carry a exogenous external substance being injected into them. That is a enormous intrusion on individual liberty. If you accept that the state may forcibly vaccinate people against their will to serve the public health and safety interests of the government, which are general.
Yes.
Then you must also accept that the government has a power to, say, require everyone to be tested to determine whether they have genetic profile that contains any risk of heritable disease.
Sure.
And if someone is shown to be at risk of transmitting to the next generation sickle cell disease or Tay-Sachs disease or breast cancer or...
Yeah, we can't let that riffraff reproduce. I mean, that's the concept of the eugenicist again. Jonathan, we're about out of time. Real quick question, and I just ask you this, your opinion. Is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that developed the court and the fund and indemnified these companies, do you believe it's unconstitutional and could withstand or not a challenge to all the way up to the Supreme Court?
Well, the Brucewitz decision by the Supreme Court actually upheld the process, and so it's a fait accompli.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with there. Check it out. Share the story. Share the history that Jonathan revealed today, and we'll beat back these people that are wanting to violate our individual liberty for self-determination. Jonathan, my friend, always a pleasure to be with you on here.
You're welcome, Robert. Good to be with you.
All right, remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.